This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 8, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 9. It says there, "But the Lord God called to the man and asked, 'Where are you?'" End of quote. It is essential to understand where you are to figure out how you can get to your destination. If navigation does not discover where you are, it won't help you to get to your destination. It all begins with an understanding of where you are. Before you make a financial goal, you should have an understanding of where you are financially today. Before you make your health goal, you should at least understand your weights, heights, and some other necessary information. A pretty good understanding of where you are is a prerequisite to reach your goal or destination. In our today's insight, the Lord God came to the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve sinned against him and asked this question, "Adam, where are you?" Not because God did not know where he was. However, the Lord wanted Adam to have a grasp about his lost condition. Was he happy now after that incident? Alternatively, was he hurt and feel bad now? How did he feel? All of us have a nature of pride, don't we? Often we think we are better than others. We know Adam passed the buck to Eve. Eve passed the buck and blame to the serpent. You see, we want to impress others and even God. And thereby we want to show how good we are and how bad they are, don't we? However, the truth is this. None of us got it all together. None of us are perfect. We all have problems. The problem could be relationship, finance, health, an area of ongoing temptation in your life, or something else. Beloved, we live in a broken world, broken by the sins of our original parents, Adam and Eve, and our sins as well. All around us are broken, including the nature we live in. Nothing works the way it was originally intended. According to Romans 8:21-22, the whole creation is groaning as in the pains of childbirth until all would be liberated from its decay into the freedom and glory in and through the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ. You see, if we are transparent and willing to admit our problems, then only our life becomes a source of help and encouragement for others around us who need help. As long as we live a Pharisaical lifestyle, acting like we got it all together, we just fool ourselves and fool others. However, remember, we can deceive others for a period of time, but we can never fool God, who knows it all anyway. Not only we fool others, but also we try to keep the people who have problems at an arm's length away. All these ungodly, Pharisaic attitudes and mindsets the Lord hates. Then we believe we are in the center of His will. How evil our heart becomes. Secondly, unless we know who we are and admit our problems, weaknesses, and failures to one another and to God, spiritual growth becomes impossible. We remain as babes in Christ, although by this time we would be teachers, having more wisdom and understanding. Thirdly, God is not going to use us for His glory. As long as we try to fool others with our "I am better than you" mindset and keep people at an arm's length, we may be able to do many things for our glory and name, but not for God's glory and name. If we don't bring glory to God, the results would be just the works of wood, hay, and straw. Such works would not stand when tested through the fire. It all will be burned and no reward would be the final result. 1 Corinthians 3:12. Beloved, the wall that becomes a resistant barrier is a wrong estimation about ourselves that could very well result in pride, arrogance, and keeping people at an arm's length. Only a humble and lowly mind ready to see, admit, and correct the imperfections in life, can grow triumphantly and shine brilliantly in this world. Beloved, aren't you glad that God sent His Son Jesus Christ into this world for our imperfections, failures, and sins? And He is renewing and reconciling to Himself the whole world through His Son Jesus Christ? Yes, I am delighted about that. What a good news it is. We all need humility to accept our dire need for the Savior and go to Him for rescue, help, and reconciliation. Bible says in Psalms 136 verse 23, God remembered us in our low estate because of His loving kindness. Indeed, He did. Christ died for us when we were helpless, sinners, and enemies to Him. Romans 5:6-10. He came and lived on this earth, went to the cross, and paid for all our sins and failures. He was buried and rose again on the third day for the sake of us. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I pray to forgive my pride and arrogance. I pray to forgive me because I kept people who you love at an arm's length away with my foolish estimate about you and your true word. I admit my sin of pride. I confess my sins of mistreating others who are made in your image. Fashion your heart in me, please, Lord. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. I need Him as my Savior. I know He died and buried and risen again for my sins. Lord, help me to have an honest evaluation of myself and how imperfect I am, so that I can help others sincerely and truthfully and reach out to them with your love and compassion. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.